This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor sitting in with you one last time in the Big 2-5. Before you get sent into the new year tonight in T-minus 17 hours? Is that math right? No, that math is not right.
I don't know. It sounded right to me.
Is it?
I got a C in math in high school, so.
I know that we are 26 hours away from Oregon Ducks football in the Orange Bowl.
Almost there.
We are almost there. As Swag said in his update, if you tune in at 1 o'clock today on 105.1 The Fan, you will hear Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, and Jason Sukanik as they will have the Orange Bowl preview show presented by Tullamore Dew, the original Irish whiskey. And they will be here from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, leading you into the... Yes. Not the Sugar Bowl. It is the Cotton Bowl.
There it is. There it is. Had a whole interview about it yesterday.
Dude, my God. I can't believe that this has happened as much as it has this week. Not knowing what... But it doesn't matter. It's just like... It's the second round, I think, is the problem here. Is that we're just so fixated on the
second round.
They
shouldn't be bowls at all, but yes. All good.
But we will lead you in to the Cotton Bowl with Ohio State and Miami today at 4:30. Coverage will start at 4 o'clock. We'll kick it over to the ESPN coverage of it. Because we've got all the playoff games. All the playoff games here on the Fan for this holiday weekend, if you will. The Ducks will kick off tomorrow at 9 o'clock. You can come watch the Ducks and Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl with the Fan at Grand Central Bowl Arcade and Sports Bar on New Year's Day. That is Southeast 8th and Morrison. Doors open early for the 9 a.m. kick, so that way you can get settled in, you can get food and drinks. There will be specials throughout the day. It is the official watch party location of the University of Oregon Alumni Association. While I am an alumni, I'm not a part of the Alumni Association because I do not pay the fee.
You don't want to pay dues?
No. I do not. I did that for like a year, and then I
cheap ass.
And then I realized I didn't get a whole lot of like perks on it. I don't know. Maybe I need to do my research, look at it again. Maybe I need to just pay that lifetime fee, because if you pay just like a one lump sum, then you're a lifetime member rather than the annual one. But if you stick around after the game, We will be live from Grand Central for the Dick Hannity Dealership's post-game scoreboard show. About 45 minutes to an hour after the game ends, myself and Jordan Schultz will be going live. For more details, head to the events page at 1051thefan.com. I'm still trying to contemplate whether I want to show up after for the second half, or if I want to give Kurt Ludwig, our sales bro, some company and be there for the entire game. Because he's got to get there 8 a.m., something like that. set up, put up little feathers and banners and all sorts of stuff. And like the 1051, like
put up a boa or something?
No, not like feathers. Like what is it? They call them feathers. They're like the flags, the feather flag things that they look like a feather and they're like 12 feet tall. No? Okay. Is this ringing a bell? No?
Nope.
Okay. Just Google it. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like we need a 1051 the fan wacky waving inflatable tube man. You know,
that would be cool.
Like one of those inflatable things at the car lots that are waving around. Maybe I put like Sook's face on it or something like that, or Isaac Rop's face.
Whose face would go on it?
Maybe
put Swag on there.
Dusty? Yeah, put Swag's face on there. Yeah, Dusty.
Yeah.
Maybe we get multiple. Maybe we get like four of them and put Isaac, Sook, Swag, Dusty.
That's too skinny to be.
Put the four pillars up there.
The station stalwarts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. But yeah, I might get there to watch the whole game. I might get there at a halftime. I know that Kurt said he's like, dude, I'll take care of food and drinks. Just please show up for the entire game.
No, so, 9 a.m.
He's gonna be lonely there.
Got to be real though. Gonna be tough to wake up on New Year's Day.
Is it gonna be that much of a even if you do get after it a little bit? It's still 9 a.m. Am I so old now? It's more that I've been doing this morning bit for, I don't know, 5-6 years, however long we've been doing it. And I just can't. My body clock is now.
It's set. Locked in. It's set.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm hoping that this week is done for me, is because I know I'm a night owl. Like, for some reason, I just can't go to bed before 11. Like, it just seems like whatever happens, my body is like, no, it's 10:20? No, buddy, we got you for another 40 minutes. So I'm hoping that this week has will make me wake up earlier, got my circadian rhythm locked in, because tomorrow, yeah, I'm going to have to wake up at like 7:30 at least, you know, just so that I'm awake, ready to go. Get a little brekkie.
But
in
are
me.
You like at like an 8 hour? If I don't get 8 hours, I'm totally messed up. What do you need?
I don't think
it's cranky.
I don't think that's the case for me.
Well, some people say I'm cranky all the time, so.
I don't think I need 8 hours, but I think I tell myself that I do. Therefore, I sleep in at any opportunity and take naps at any opportunity possible. Like the day after Christmas, on that Friday, that Saturday, that Sunday. Oh, buddy, I was sleeping in till 10. I think one day I was in bed until like 11. It was phenomenal. Yeah,
if I make it past 7, it's a miracle.
Yeah, it's rare that I make it past like... I might make it to like 7:15 at the very latest sometime, even on Saturdays. Like, well before we moved our show to Saturdays, like, it was always like my internal clock was like, up, 6:30, time to get up and start moving around. Like, it's weird. I think for me, I was always so used to getting up on Saturdays for like, to watch cartoons or watch little stuff like that. Like, when there's no school, I know I don't have to go anywhere. I'm up bright and early for no reason. And I've always kind of been like that.
You don't have to do anything. You're just throwing on sweats.
And so usually the morning is when I get up and
coffee, let's go.
I'll work out and everything before like 8 a.m. And then after that, everything is cake.
I'm curious, the Duck fans that are out there listening, what is your plan of action for tonight and tomorrow morning? Because, yeah, you got to be strategic. Yeah. You can't be going
too hard tonight. Well, Duck fans will be glued
tonight
to the football game because that's who they would face in
that's
the next
true
round.
That's true.
No. No, they got Alabama.
Indiana,
I think most of
Alabama,
them will be watching anyway, though.
I know I will. I mean,
it's early enough where 4:30 kicks, so you're going to be done around 8:30. So if you do want to do some New Year's Eve, you still got time.
See, this is where, because my girlfriend, she will be going over to her friend's house, and they'll be doing some New Year's stuff, festivities, little snacks, champagne, all that stuff. So it's just a matter of after I get done watching the Cotton Bowl tonight. See, I got it that time. The Cotton Bowl between Miami and Ohio State. After that's done, do I continue to drink with my buddy at my local sports bar playing Golden Tee?
Don't do it.
And enjoying Rainiers? Or do I cut out at, say, 8, 8.30, 9 perhaps, go over to her friend's house, drink some more? I think they're going to do like a little caviar bar. Have some caviar.
Sounds classy.
Have some caviar. What are the Bellinis? You know, some cream fresh. You know,
creme fresh.
Some little nuggies on there.
Way too fancy for me, bro. For New Year's.
Have you ever had couch caviar?
I don't think I have.
Just sitting on the couch, you know, watching a movie, eating some caviar.
I you know, honestly, I'm not blessed enough to say that I have been able to sit at
the
house.
True, true Russian, or they got some Oregon sturgeon.
I don't know. I mean, they might have a few different choices tonight.
Or some California.
They knowing them, they'll have like 5 or 6 different caviars. Like they're locked in.
Too fancy for me, man.
Someone on the text line says, it doesn't matter what time I go to bed. I'm up at 6 a.m. For the Duck game, I'm going to be up as soon as possible to start pre-gaming. It's the quarterfinals, baby.
That's true.
Is there a college game day anywhere where they're on campus?
They're usually at the Rose Bowl.
I would assume. Yeah.
But they'll have crews, I'm guessing, at all the games.
Yeah.
Because they have them. I mean, it's all on ESPN. So.
Yeah, tomorrow's definitely a Bloody Mary or a mimosa morning.
Your mimosa's going.
Boy, I'm a Bloody Mary guy, so still got some stuff left over from Christmas.
I got some Baileys around. I'll spike my coffee.
I'm more on the mimosa train myself. I think Bloody Marys are one of the more overrated things.
It depends on
in human existence.
It depends on how well it's made.
I can't stand tomato juice, so
I can't either.
Well, that's my point.
I would drink it in that setting.
Who do you see Monday through Friday just sucking down some V8?
Old people.
Exactly my point.
Not this old person.
It's all good.
I can taste the salt
again.
Where's my
tomato
clamato?
Juice on its own? Tomato juice on its own, clamato on its own, gross. Gag me with a spoon. However, in a Bloody Mary, it's like, oh, this isn't too bad. Nice and tangy.
Yeah, no, I'm right out on that. I think they will have a Duckerita at Grand Central Bowl tomorrow, which I don't know. It's probably just, I think it's just a margarita decorated with like a little
duck thing on
with
it.
With like a little duck on the toothpick or whatever, you know? So
it won't be a foie gras washed tequila.
Ooh. that would be nice. Have you ever had like the tallow washed whiskeys or whatever?
I went to Canard there in Beaverton. They had a foie gras washed rye cocktail that was just luxurious.
Mm. Yeah, I've had a beef tallow washed whiskey or something like that one time and it was quite tasty.
Velvety.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right. Let's take a break. Let's get into this game a little bit with the Ducks, Texas Tech, and all the playoff games that kick off tonight with the Cotton Bowl, and then we lead in tomorrow with the Orange Bowl, then the Rose Bowl, and then the, not Fiesta Bowl, not the Peach Bowl, the Sugar Bowl to end it. God, I'm locked in at this point. It took me 3 days, but I'm locked in with all the bowls and everything. We get to that next year. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Sports Saturday Edition, Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get going, get a rhythm.
Ducks, Texas Tech tomorrow. Orange Bowl, 9 o'clock. Boy, I stood up way too fast.
Yeah, blood rushing to your head a little bit.
Woo.
Been there.
We got a couch in here that I like to lay on during commercial breaks, and I heard Johnny Cash, and I fired right up from that couch, and I sat down. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. We're all right, though. We're cooking. We're good. What is it? Football?
A little bit.
Texas Tech, Oregon. That's what we're talking about, right? Oh, I know what I was doing. The blood's coming back now, so we're back on track. Wanted to get to this because Bill Conley, friend of the show, he came on during the college football season for Conley's Quarterly. He did a nice little write up on the 2025 college football playoff quarterfinals preview, keys to all four matchups. Where he talked about, well, all four matchups. But to get to the Texas-Oregon, and we were saying this yesterday, but he put Oregon's offense versus Texas Tech's defense, the best matchup of the quarterfinals, is what he put.
Okay, that's good to hear.
He went on to add parts about Oregon's offense, some stats, Texas Tech's defense, some of their stats, you know, Jacob Rodriguez, the Havoc King of 2025, David Bailey, the Sacks King, having 13 and a half sacks this year. He also went on to talk about if they could trust Texas Tech's offense, because they've got some stats here on Texas Tech's offense. And this is what I said yesterday about, hey, Oregon's defense versus Texas Tech offense. Checkmate Oregon's defense. I think that's the superior unit. And he's got some stats that illustrate Texas Tech's offense compared to the other second-round teams, quarterfinal teams. For Texas Tech's offense, they are 27th in the country in turnover rate, which is worst among quarterfinalist teams, despite playing a comparatively lighter schedule. 35th in success rate. Second worst among quarterfinal teams. 51st in percentage of plays gaining zero or less yards. That is second worst among the quarterfinal teams. They are 98th in red zone touchdown rate, which is worst amongst quarterfinalist teams. And that's good for Oregon because Oregon's red zone defense has not been very good. I think they rank like 115th or something like that in the country in the red zone touchdown rate, Oregon's defense. They are 107th in stuff rate allowed, which I don't know what stuff rate means, but it just the wording of that makes it my favorite analytic possible. I mean, stuff rate.
Never heard that metric.
No, but it's fantastic. Just the fact that, again, that it's called stuff rate. 107th in the country, that makes him the worst in the quarterfinals as far as teams go, and 134th in offensive line penalties per game. Jeez. Which is... I mean, damn near worst in the country, definitely worst amongst the quarterfinalist teams. And I can back that up because I remember watching them against Utah. The offensive line, I think, had 15 penalties themselves in that game. Procedural penalties, holding penalties. They ended up winning that game, pulling away in the fourth quarter. But yeah, I remember just being like, at the end of the game, I'm like, I can't believe they ended up winning this game by 24 points, considering that they finished with like 18 total penalties in that game. So yeah, that offensive line expects some holding, some false starts, different things like that. And then their quarterback, Baron Morton, who actually it came out yesterday, he says he's at like 80-85% after nursing his broken fibula that he had. So, I mean, if anything, he's not going to be 100%. If you can create pressure, which Oregon has not done a tremendous amount of this year, they are one of the lower ranked teams in the country at creating pressure. You got to figure that out, because if you can get to Baron Morton, make him uncomfortable, have him try and scramble, which he probably does not want to do. He wants to sit back, be able to make decisions and dice up the Oregon defense. That will be pivotal in this, making him uncomfortable. But Baron Morton, the quarterback for Texas Tech, career best 29th in the country in total QBR, but that is still the worst ranking of any quarterfinal quarterback. Dante Moore, he is fifth amongst the quarterfinal quarterbacks at 80.7 QBR. Baron Morton, 72.2.
So their offense isn't very good, is what you're telling me.
No, it's not nearly as good as Oregon's,
yeah, which I mean, is kind of what we knew already. Yeah. Like Oregon has one of the best offenses in all of the country. Texas Tech has one of the better defenses, and that's really what they're kind of laid their head on every night. So I don't know, man. All these metrics are great. All these numbers are awesome. None of it means jack until the game starts. Like I totally understand, and you're right. By every one of those numbers, Oregon is the superior team. Superior on offense. If we're being honest, probably superior on defense as well. I think Texas Tech might have a few. I think you mentioned yesterday, or a texter said that there are three players from Texas Tech that are listed on the...
They're the players in this game. They have the three highest ranked players according to Pro Football Focus in their system.
So there you go. But outside of that, I'm sure of those, the next are probably Oregon players. So I'm sure there won't be another Texas Tech player on there for quite a while until you mention a bunch of Oregon linemen, skill players, and defensive players and whatnot. So I do still think all that's good, all that's great, but I do think Oregon's going to win this game. But at the same time, we can all pontificate as much as we want to about what's what. But until the game actually starts, like, we didn't think that James Madison would score very many points at all. Now, mind you, that a lot of those came towards the end of the game, but we didn't think they put up any. And so they showed us all a difference. So we'll see what it is, man.
Let's get into more of some of this Connor Lee article, some of the more of the stats, the ratings, the analytics about these teams. Because, I mean, there are points that he makes about, like, well, here are some weaknesses versus weaknesses, that kind of like something's got to give in this part of the game. What are the things that Oregon does well, Texas Tech does well on Oregon's offense, Texas Tech's defense? We'll do that next. Also, I mean, you could text in your thoughts about this matchup, 503-864-6326. Share how you think this game's going to go down, what you think the keys to the game are, if you will. You can do that on the text line again, 503-864-6326. We are on YouTube as well, so you can jump on there, jump on the YouTube chat, and share what you think, your thoughts of how this game is going to go down and what is going to happen and the keys to it. Get to that next here. All right, I got off the couch much slower that time.
Yeah. Pace yourself, old man. Hey. Pace yourself.
See, I told you, I'm unk status.
I mean, big bro.
Hey, do you want a boat?
If I could get one, yeah.
Well, you could get one the weekend of January 7th through... I mean, you can get one whenever, but they do have the Portland Boat Show, 66th annual Portland Boat Show.
I'd rather get one there.
That is at the Portland Expo Center, Thursday, January 7th through January 11th, Sunday, January 11th. You can enter to win a 4-pack of tickets at 1051thefan.com. Check out the best prices, top brands. Compare hundreds of boats to buy all under one roof at the Portland Expo Center. Again, January 7th through January 11th, Thursday through Sunday. Enter now at 1051thefan.com or grab 2-for-1 discount coupons at pdxboatshow.com. Got some more stuff about this Oregon at Texas Tech matchup, but want to get to a couple texts that have come in. I think Oregon's offensive line has been shaky this season. I think quarterback Dante Moore has played really well, probably better than folks may think. Example, quarterback Moore played out of his mind at Penn State, but was unable to mask the offensive line against Indiana. Yeah, very true. I think that was, I mean, probably their most poor performance of the season. But I will, rebuttal with, I mean, like the USC game, you had a few guys that were out on the offensive line and it was next man up mentality. And I thought they played fantastic in that game. I thought that USC game was one of their best games of the year. So they've had, I mean, offensive lines being consistent week in, week out throughout the whole year being perfect, not a thing. But I think this is a very similar matchup type to that Indiana game, which that does give me a little cause for concern because we saw what happened against Indiana. So I hear that texture as far as the offensive line at times being shaky this season, but I also, I mean, they were nominated for the Joe Moore Award as one of the best offensive lines in the country. So,
yeah, I mean, well, they have been shaky at points. That said, they are still one of the best offensive lines, you know, in the country. And by, and like I said, by the end of the year, they were award finalists for the Joe Moore Award. So like you said, they're, yes, they have their issues there, but they haven't given too many sacks up. They've kept their quarterback on his feet, you know, for the most part. So, yeah, there, it's been shaky, and it hasn't been. But for the most part, your running backs have been able to run in space. You know, you've got a quarterback that's been able to deliver the ball and have time to throw in the pocket. Those are kind of the things you really want from your offensive line. So, so far, they've done that. So, yes, been shaky, but you're not going to play Indiana every week.
No, and but you're right. Like, they have kept them clean many, many times this year. Clean jerseys, not getting sacked. Another texter says shaky when they had injuries. Again, I just brought up the USC game where they had injuries on the offensive line, and they had to have guys step up. Fox Crater had to step in. I believe they were on a fourth string tackle at one point. Who's the backup center? He's the senior. Charlie Pickard, I believe, had to come in at center, and all those guys filled in admirably during that USC game. Like, it was a really good game. It was really encouraging to see the depth on the offensive line. So, I mean, shaky when they had injuries. I mean, I'd push back on that a little bit. Someone also saying, who knows, but if I was going to put money on it, I would take Oregon every day and twice on Thursday. What we did against Oklahoma State, what did they do against them? Look what we did against Oregon State. What did they do against them? Well, I mean, Texas Tech did play both those teams as well. Those are the two common opponents that Texas Tech has with Oregon. I mean, they did beat Oregon State 45-14, and they did shut out Oklahoma 42-0. So, I mean, no, it's not beating Oklahoma State 69-3 or whatever it was, and Oregon State we beat 41-7, but
and Oregon State beat themselves in every game they played, you know, up until like the end of the season.
I mean, yeah, again, I think we're splitting hairs when we're like, well, Oregon beat Oregon State 41-7 and Texas Tech will beat them 45-14. It's like, okay, 34 versus 31 points,
and you're potentially talking about third string guys in the game for Oregon at that time.
And then the Oklahoma State won 69-3. Yes, it's a dominant victory. It was on every phase of the game, but I would say 42-0 against Oklahoma
and
State.
We got to stop doing this whole
victory as
we
well.
Got to stop doing this whole, well, they beat them by 25, so we should beat them by 25. Like, no, what's the old adage, any given Sunday, or in this case Saturday, because it's college football, like, just because one team hung up 41 or 42 on one team doesn't mean that the next team is just going to, that's a great offense or has a great defense, going to be able to come and do the same. This is why you make adjustments. This is why you go in. You think Oregon State didn't try to make an adjustment from one game to the next, or Oklahoma State didn't try to make an adjustment from one game to the next just to be a little bit better? That's kind of the goal. So we got to stop doing this thing. Well, they beat them by this much, so we should beat them by this much. Like, that shouldn't be a thing. You just want to win.
By the way, I did find out what stuff rate means. Texas Tech was 107th in stuff rate allowed, which is worst among the quarterfinals. Stuff rate is the consistency at which a defense tackles the opposing player at or behind the line of scrimmage. That is stuff rate.
How long has that been a legit stat?
It's the analytics era that we're in, know. So I'm sure like it's last 10
SP
years.
SP Plus model. Connelly's been doing the SP Plus model for a long time.
I mean, yeah, I mean, analytics... I don't know, 10, 15 years now that we've been running into the analytics game. I mean, baseball's been doing it for
up until this 30, day,
40 years
New,
now.
New Year's Eve of 2025, I've never heard the
stuff rate.
Stuff rate.
I feel like that's all I'm going to lean on now is stuff rate. I'm going to just, yeah, I mean, they're good, but what's their stuff rate?
Yeah.
Well, I think what it
that
means
sounds like
is...
That sounds like a pitching analytic, if anything. No. What's the guy's stuff? What's his stuff rate look like? What's his junk rate? No?
No.
The biggest thing will be for the defensive line of Oregon to maintain their rush lanes. They can't, because if they don't veer off of where they're supposed to be going and they collapse the pocket, all four of them together, the trick where Texas Tech will get you is if they can get, if they can open up a lane somewhere. So as long as the edges don't get too far up the field and the guys in the middle, you know, Bear Alexander and Washington, Mari Washington, if those guys just go, if they can push straight back and collapse the pocket and not give them anywhere to run, they have to throw. Then if they have to throw, then they can disguise and figure out where they want to bring the blitzers from. Those sorts of things. Tosh Lapoy might have a fun day.
Yeah, I mean, and again, the Texas Tech offense, this is some of their weak points, you know, as far as allowing those plays at the line of scrimmage or negative plays, the offensive line not being as disciplined. That is going to be, I think, you know, it's a football cliche. The game will be won at the line of scrimmage, but I think that outside of the Oregon offense, Texas Tech defense, I think the Oregon defensive line front seven versus that Texas Tech offensive line, that will be a key matchup, and then in this one as well. For the kind of something's got to give, the weakness versus weakness aspect of this game, this was in the Connor Lee article. Texas Tech gives up too many negative plays, but Oregon doesn't create a ton of them. 97th in tackles for loss per game, Oregon is in the country. I mentioned this in the last segment. Although Tech's offense is poor in the red zone, Oregon's defense is worse. They are 117th in red zone touchdown rate allowed.
That's a little, there's some misconception there because Oregon doesn't allow teams to get in the red zone.
But when we do, how
many of those came against in the second half against reserve second and third strings in for the defense.
Yeah.
And if you can go back and isolate, okay, how much of this was best on best when they got down there? How many times did that happen? So the one thing I am curious about, the Ducks special teams is very, very good, especially their kick returns. Texas Tech being up by so much in so many of their games, they didn't have to punt a lot. So I'm curious to see in the hidden yardage and field position game how the Ducks kick returners and punt returners, especially with Gary Bryant Jr. back. We've seen, you know, Malik Benson out there doing tremendous things. Can they get a couple of big returns? Whether or not they score or not, but can they flip the field if they need to flip the field? Because I don't think the Red Raiders' special teams have been all that tested throughout the year.
And one thing Joey McGuire has kind of said is that they have to win the special teams battle, you know, because they don't punt a bunch. You know, they don't, because they're always on top. So there's really no reason to kind of do that. So if they can kind of win the special teams battle, which, again, I don't think they can do it.
I don't expect there to be a lot of punts in this game.
At least not from Oregon.
Well, Dan likes to go for it on fourth down. So field position will be huge, because the only way teams are going to punt is if they go three and out, backed up deep in their own territory. But, yeah, it'll be – they haven't punted that much all season.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure if we're forgiving
predictions
yet.
Because in a game that's supposed to be this close, that's supposed to be potentially this high scoring, the trick is, and I would be, I think if the Ducks win the coin toss, I'm going to guess they're going to take the ball and see if they can get on the board first. Because the team that plays from the front and they can score and keep out in front, The scoreboard pressure will get real and force opposing teams to have to do things they might not normally do.
And I think if you're Oregon, you want to test that defense immediately. Let's see what we got. You know, let's really see if Jacob Rodriguez is really that guy on that.
See
on
if there's a rush. Rust yeah. factor as well. Haven't yeah, played let, in a while yeah. and trying to get their bearings about him.
Absolutely. Yeah. You yeah. played, what, 10 days ago, you know, 14 days ago, something like that. Yeah, you're definitely a little fresher than they are.
Let's wrap up this conversation next. Here to wrap up hour number two on Dirt and Sprague, Ducks, Texas Tech, Orange Bowl tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Finish things up here on this conversation on Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Wrapping up our Oregon Ducks Texas Tech conversation here. Get to some of your thoughts. Text here. Someone saying time zone. Pacific time teams going east to play early games usually do bad. East Coast teams that play a late game on the West Coast is the same.
They've been out there for a little bit though, right?
A few days.
So
now,
yeah, they should be well adjusted. It's like going on vacation.
They got their yes
bowl games. These things Monday are different night? Just because one, it's the holidays. You're not in school. It's not
vibes are different.
It's completely different.
Someone's saying the forgotten X factor in this game is Kenyon Sadiq. He's gonna feast. I mean, he's almost like the well. That's a given at this point. The one. Discouraging thing that came from that Washington game is he had a little bit of the dropsies in that one and didn't play his best. But I feel like, I mean, that was just kind of like an outlier. You know, yeah. I feel like every great player, it's like, okay, maybe you're not going to have, you know, you're going to have one bad game. You know,
Steph had a game here in Portland where he didn't make a three-pointer, like, at all. Like, a pretty terrible game. So it can happen every now and then.
Well, and that's what I love about, not just Sadiq, but this Oregon offense is they do a really good job of disguising things as like, hey, we're going to have this heavy run set with like two tight. Oh, never mind. We're going to motion Kenyon Sadiq out into the slot or as a wide receiver. And now you have to have a linebacker guarding him. And it's like, good luck.
Cooked.
Yeah.
Cooked is what you are. Like, he's... to me, and I'm not sure who won the tight end of the year or who won that.
Oh, it was the Vanderbilt kid.
Yeah,
Eli Stowers, I want to say, won the tight end award. But all first team Big Ten, it was Kenyon Sadiq.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about the kid from Vanderbilt. Forgive me, so I couldn't tell you about.
I think he had better numbers than Kenyon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair. You know, and
but Kenyon is expected to be the first tight end off the board.
And there you go. So that tells you all about who people truly feel is the better player. And like you said, Joe, that game against Washington when he had all the drops, he's don't expect that to happen again. He had it the one time. Since then, he's been as reliable of a target as you can ask for.
Someone brings up a great point. That's as far as like the travel goes. That's actually a scenario that favors Oregon. We're used to the travel. We're used to this scene. I mean, they went to Rutgers. They went to Penn State.
Northwestern played the early game.
Iowa, obviously not as far, but went to Iowa, went to Kinnick Stadium, you know. So been saying in the postgame show, I'm glad that Texter brought it up, that this team kind of has a road warrior mentality about them.
They got to be. Now that you're in this Big Ten, like everything is.
Went to Washington for the rivalry game. I know, obviously, that's a much shorter trip, but still listen, going to Washington.
The time
is tough.
Zone stuff is not as much of a factor here as it is maybe in the NFL.
But for a million years, it was just Washington, Oregon, California. That's where they really traveled, and every now and then they'd go to Utah and stuff like that. Now, every week, like you said, it's in Jersey. It's in Ann Arbor. It's all these other places that they have to go to. So at this point, Oregon traveling isn't something I worry about anymore.
Want to get to a couple more things about this Texas Tech defense, because Oregon, their offense, they rank fifth nationally in success rate and first in percentage of plays gaining at least 20 yards. Pretty good combination to have of those two. But Texas Tech's defense, they rank third in both categories. They also are third in defensive SP plus, and against top 15 defenses, Indiana, Iowa, and Washington, Oregon averaged a mortal 21.3 points and 5.4 yards per play. You saw the run game. It was great for this year for Oregon, but there was moments, especially in that Washington game, it kind of got shut down a little bit. Texas Tech is one of the best run defenses in the country. But with that being said, Texas Tech, they played one top 15 offense this year. And if you look at Utah and BYU, they're only two top 40 offenses that they have faced all year long. So this goes to what people have saying. It's like, yeah, Texas Tech, they have a great defense. They've had a great year. They've won a lot of games by large margins. But as far as just their slate in the Big 12 and who they've had to play, it's not what Oregon has had to go through. It's really not comparable.
I'm going to throw the Iowa game out because the weather was
A mess.
You couldn't do anything.
The Wisconsin game out too. Yeah. I mean, that was a mess. I was there for that one.
Witnessed
Washington that
game you mentioned, they barely had a lot of receivers out. So Washington just loaded up against the run. So
that Washington game too, like while it was kind of coming down to it at the end there in the fourth quarter before that Malik Benson touchdown. Let's keep in mind that Washington's both of their touchdowns came on fourth down conversions. They converted the fourth and goal or fourth and one, whatever it was, a little screen pass to Boston. And then their second touchdown to make it 19-14. It was like a fourth and nine at the 30-something yard line, which credit to Damon Williams. Yet threw a nice ball. Boston got open in the back right of the end zone. But again, those are 50-50 moments right there. You either convert the fourth or you don't, and they converted both of those.
We spent a lot of time talking about where Oregon won, and Oregon won this one, and they look good. This looks great, and everything, and they look good. We don't talk enough about where they didn't look great. And Indiana is a game that we kind of forget about and kind of just kind of skip over. Forget about, but as far as performance and how it looked and how they performed against a great team or a really good team, we often kind of look over that one because they lost that game. We need to pay a lot of attention to how Indiana was able to beat Oregon, because I think if that's the blueprint that Texas Tech is going to take into this game, saying this is how it happened. They shut down them offensively on the as far as the run game. We shut down their pass game. We made their quarterback uncomfortable. We took a, we won the turnover battle. Like everything that we've been talking about, Indiana did that to Oregon. So if Texas Tech takes a look at what happened there, like the same thing can happen here because that defense is really, really, really good.
Well, I said a segment or two ago, it's like if you want to compare this to any team that they've played, I mean, it's Indiana. Like, this is going to be the test for them, and especially with the Oregon offensive line. I was saying it yesterday as well, is that, like, Oregon offensive line, if you want to narrow it down to what unit is going to be the most important in this game, it's the Oregon offensive line. Can you pick up what Texas Tech is throwing at you, whether it's simulated pressures, stunts, having, you know, corners, safeties coming down to blitz at the last second that you didn't see coming, communicating, discipline, knowing what zones you have to block, knowing your assignments, gap assignments, all that. I mean, it's that is the key unit to me, is if the offensive line for Oregon shows up, plays a clean, great game, you're able to run the ball, you're able to protect Dante, I don't see why this isn't Oregon's game to win.
Sadate.
Thank you, Pootie. Appreciate it.
Wadata.
Can we get to tomorrow? Can we get to?
I can't wait. I don't want to talk about this game anymore. I just want to see it played.
It's 25 hours away now. 25 hours away from game time. Oregon, Texas Tech, Orange Bowl. Let's take a break. Let's get back into some NFL stuff. Some college sports in general. I want to talk about some bowl game stuff as well. And conference records and whatnot, and if we actually should care. We got our top stories of 2025 to wrap up. I got 5 through 1. We got our number 4, Blazers stuff. Got a whole bunch to get to left here in this third and fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague Sports Saturday edition right here on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.